I know they want to make it a big movie. I don't think they want to make it a ridiculous movie. So I cannot put a whole lot of weight on that rumor. Well, hello. Hello, nerds. This is going to be a different episode, even from the ones that we've been doing. It is still the off season, and it is still not going to be 100% normal, but we did have a couple of big things happen since our last episode, so we're going to be covering those, as well as our regular rumors, and there's a couple of news things thrown in there for good measure as well, aside from, obviously, the regular news. So, with all of that being said, welcome, nerds, to the off-season news show, rumor show, whatever, I don't know. I'm still working on off-season stuff. It only happens for a very short time every year, so it's probably going to be the slowest in development. Anyway, thank you for joining me, nerds. Let's hit the intro. Okay, so what are those big things that I refer to? The first is the Disney investors call, and apparently stuff is still coming out because as I was doing further research before filming last night, there was even more stuff that wasn't in the Disney call. We're going to cover that. And then the Video Game Awards happened. So we're going to talk, just going to go over the winners. We're not going to get into details about how I feel about each of these because my video game involvement, while it is happening, I am doing the gaming thing, not as up to date necessarily on some of the horror stuff and action adventure stuff as I would want to be. So, just going to go over the winners. It's a lot of fun. Let's get into the things. We have no music in. It seems that there's not a whole lot of stuff that is off-season worthy in music. So, you know, it is what it is. But we will jump over to TV streaming. TV streaming is the first section of the Disney Investors Call. Technically, this is a follow-up because we did talk about the fact that the Investors Call happens. The Investors Day, I think, is what some of the outlets are calling it. But it is a presentation that they make, that Disney makes to their investors. I think it might be biannually, but it might also be quarterly. I don't know. Or twice a year, not biannually. Semi-annually. There you go. Semi-annually or quarterly, I can't remember which. I do know, I'm pretty sure anyway, it happens more than once a year. So this was the winter version of that investors call. And in TV, we have, I'm just going to kind of run through the list in case you missed it, in case you can't make heads or tails of the stuff that's been coming out, why it's all been coming out. All of this Disney stuff has just kind of dropped all at once. We'll go over that. So we do have, for TV streaming, and I'm reading this directly, so if I sound a little wooden or, you know, I'm not making eye contact with the camera, for those of you watching, I apologize, but it is what it is. So we have TV series coming out for Baymax, Tiana from Princess and the Frog. Baymax is from Big Hero 6. Princess and the Frog is Tiana, and then Moana is getting a TV series. Encanto is a new Pixar series, and Zootopia is getting a TV series. And those are all going to be Pixar produced TV series. And then we're getting Secret Invasion is going to be that Nick Fury series that we've been talking about in the rumor section that keeps getting thrown around. Actually, two different versions of that rumor set have been getting thrown around, and this is kind of the amalgamation of the two. So it's going to be a Secret Invasion series that Nick Fury is the central character, it sounds like, Samuel L. Jackson. We will be seeing Ben Mendelsohn coming back as Talos for this as well. WandaVision will be part of a trilogy for Phase 4. It is going to be the third series out on Disney Plus, but it is going to be the first part of a trilogy of storytelling. So it's the first part. The second part is Doctor Strange 2, and the third part is going to be Spider-Man 3. And then we have two Mandalorian spinoff series. We have Ahsoka Tano is getting, it's called just Ahsoka. And then we're getting Rangers of the New Republic, both of which are going to be produced and showrun by Dave Filoni and Jon Favreau. We have Obi-Wan, the official announcement that Obi-Wan will be going into production in March. We also have the official announcement that Hayden Christensen will be returning as Darth Vader for the series, so that's pretty freaking cool. We have an official announcement for the Lando series. Lando Calrissian, still no word officially as to which Lando Calrissian it's going to be. There is a subject, I don't know if we actually put it in the rumors. Yes, we did not. So there is a bunch of rumors still saying that it's going to very likely be both versions of Lando, Billy Dee being a voiceover telling the stories while Donald Glover is acting out the stories that Billy Dee is recounting. So if that's the case, I'm super, super stoked about it. I mean, I'm super stoked about it either way, but I think that's the best of all worlds right there. So The Acolyte is the next one. It is going to be a mystery set in the final days of the High Republic. So this will be tying into the comic book series that just started. 10 Star Wars series are in the works total, and those 10 Star Wars, I think I got all 10 of them on the list. Those 10 are Rangers of the New Republic, Ahsoka, Andor, so the Cassian Andor series we've talked about, Obi-Wan, The Bad Batch, which we got the announcement for a little while ago, Star Wars Visions, which is an anthology series that's based in the Star Wars universe, The Lando, The Acolyte, and A Droid Story, which is a droid story. It's a movie, or it's a series based on droids. So I believe that is all of the Star Wars stuff. We got some Marvel stuff in that Mark Ruffalo and Tim Roth have both been confirmed from this investors call. Both actors will be in the She-Hulk series. Mark Ruffalo, obviously Hulk, and Tim Roth, obviously, as the Abomination. Also, this kind of confirms the many Hulks rumor that we covered a few months back at this point, so that's pretty freaking cool. Rescue Rangers is getting a reboot. We are getting a new animated series for the Rescue Rangers. It's actually not going to be just animated. It's going to be a hybrid animation. So it's going to be part live action, part animation. So very interested to see what happens there. Willow is officially announced as being a thing that is happening. This is still Marvel. War Machine is getting his own series. It's called Armor Wars. And Ironheart is getting her own series called Ironheart. They're going to be separate series, obviously, but imagine there's probably going to be some crossover considering. And then the final, this is also Marvel. All right, so the final piece is I Am Groot is going to get a series. And the way they've been saying it is it sounds like it's going to progress through the life of maybe not our Groot, but a Groot. So we're going to see the first season they call I Am Groot, and then in parentheses it's Baby Groot. So it's going to start with Baby Groot, but perceivably, if it goes well, we're going to see that transition all the way through the life cycle of Groot. So that's kind of freaking cool. That is all of the stuff that was officially on the investors' call. There was some other stuff that people with higher clearance than me didn't have privy to, and people with higher clearance than them did, and that has not been officially announced for the public yet. So when that does get announced, we will talk about it. Until then, that is the investors call. So the other thing that happened yesterday that was announced is, or it actually might have been announced the day before, so it might have been Monday, is that Marvel Studios Legends, another anthology series, is getting released. It is going to be January 8th, so it's the first series on Disney Plus in 2021, Falcon and Winter Soldier is January 15th. Or, I'm sorry, WandaVision, I believe, is January 15th. I might have those backwards. I apologize. Either way, this is coming first. It was really tough to figure out exactly what was going on. If they're revisiting, so what it is, what they've said officially is that it's going to be revisiting characters in very key moments in the MCU throughout the history of the MCU. Now, with Robert Downey Jr. never coming back to the role of Iron Man and, you know, et cetera, Chris Evans in a similar situation with Cap, it's difficult. It wasn't made clear if this is going to be an animated version of these characters, if they're going to recast some of these characters for this series, or if it's going to be made up of footage that didn't make it into the movies. That all very much remains to be seen, but once we can clear that up, we will talk about it. So then in other TV streaming news that is worthy for an off season, we have an animated 3D animated Sonic series coming to Netflix in 2022. We have Hellstrom getting canceled over on Hulu. So Feige bringing down that hammer, getting rid of everything that doesn't have his thumbprint on it. So Hellstrom, if you were a fan of the first season, that's all you have to go with. And then we have Dinosaurs officially coming to Disney Plus on January 21st, and True Blood getting a reboot. Very weird. Very, very weird. I don't know why, even it's only 6 years old. So, like, there's plenty of great shows that are very likely getting rebooted, or that are prime for reboot, that are very likely not going to get rebooted, but True Blood is, because it already did. It's just, I don't understand it, but it's apparently happening. So that is everything we have in TV streaming, though. So now let's talk about movies. The movies section, much like the TV streaming section, has a whole lot of stuff from, you guessed it, the Disney Plus, or the Disney rather, Investors Call, Investors Day information. We do have a couple of other things we're going to talk about. So in the meantime, let's just go through the information from the Investors Call. First up, we have the official announcement that Fantastic Four is happening, is going to be into production. John Watts, who directed Spider-Man, is going to direct this movie as well. Rogue Squadron movie is also coming to us. No word on the official release information for this. I have seen some dates, but once we have all of the dates, we'll go over them. Right now, we only have a handful, and I would rather have them all to just get it all out all at once. So, Patty Jenkins is going to be in charge of the Rogue Squadron movie adaptation, and it's not going to be a straight adaptation from the games, but it is going to honor the games, in her words. So how exactly that happens, Lord only knows. Moving on next, we have Indiana Jones, the fifth and final movie. Emphasis on final, apparently, because Harrison Ford is like 80. But he is going to be in it, and it is going to be directed by James Mangold. So some pretty big names associated there. We have the official word that Hocus Pocus 2 is happening, is, I believe, in production even, but it is not getting a theatrical release. It's going direct to Disney+. Buzz Lightyear is getting a prequel series that is going to have Chris Evans voicing the character and not Tim Allen. Very strange, considering, you know, Tim Allen is still alive and theoretically could voice do the voice for a toy, but therein lies the caveat. This is apparently not going to be based on the toy. This is going to be based on the person that Buzz Lightyear was created around in their fictional world, and it's very confusing. Chris Evans himself has tried to explain it on his socials to very little positive reception, because people are going, I don't understand. Why are you doing the voice when Tim Allen's still a thing? Whatever. That's happening. Then we have Captain Marvel 2 is officially happening. So anyone who was saying, because if you remember when we talked about those rumors, I said, I don't believe they're not going to do Captain Marvel 2, because they've already invested so much money in saying, hey, we're going to do a Captain Marvel 2. So Captain Marvel 2 has been announced. We will be seeing... Oh, I just lost myself in the notes. There we go. We will be seeing both Miss Marvel and Monica Rambeau in the Captain Marvel 2 movie. That is the most amount of detail that we got. So there is no way to confirm whether or not Rogue will even be in the movie, so that we can kind of take on those other rumors about the untimely demise potentially of Captain Marvel. But, you know, that's neither here nor there. We'll cross that bridge when we get there, to, you know, say a lot of idioms. So that's Captain Marvel. And then we have Christian Bale. All of those rumors saying that Christian Bale was coming to the MCU have been confirmed. He is going to be in Thor: Love and Thunder. He's going to be playing... Oh, I'm sorry. That's not Thor. No, I was right. Thor: Love and Thunder. He's going to be playing Gore the God Butcher in Thor: Love and Thunder. So he's going to be the villain. That sounds amazing. Amazing. The very little I know about Gore, I'm really interested to see what Christian Bale has to do with it. Anyway, Guardians of the Galaxy is getting a holiday special that we will see in 2022. So while they film the third Guardians of the Galaxy movie is when they will be filming this holiday special that will be released on Disney Plus. Where else are we? Jonathan Majors will be playing Kang the Conqueror in Ant-Man and the Wasp 2. The new title for Ant-Man and the Wasp 2, which is technically Ant-Man 3, is Quantumania. Apparently that's a real word, because when I typed it in, Google didn't correct me. So there you go. And then our final piece from the phone call was Enchanted is getting a sequel. Amy Adams is returning, and the title of the movie is going to be Disenchanted. So, you know, not a whole lot of originality in that title necessarily, but it's Disney, so there it is what it is. That is all we have from the phone call. I do have one piece of news that broke this morning that sounds, I think it was this morning. It might have been last night. I can't remember because I didn't put it in the notes. I'll have to put them in those before I post this. But we do have a reboot of Revenge of the Nerds that is being helmed by Seth MacFarlane. Yes, that's right. Seth freaking MacFarlane, Mr. Family Guy himself and American Dad and whatnot and so forth, is rebooting Revenge of the Nerds somehow. I don't know how you can adapt that for modern times, because, well, for multiple reasons, not the least of which being nerd culture is a lot more widely accepted these days. So there's that. But into the rest of the actual notes, I feel like there was one other one that I'm missing. Huh. Whatever it is, we'll have to do it in the next episode. So, Mortal Kombat got its official release date moved back by about 2 weeks. By about a month and 2 weeks. It went from March 5th to April 16th, and we now have the official movie poster, or early movie poster, I guess. We're very likely going to see a number of other movie posters, considering the fact that Mortal Kombat has a extremely large cast of characters. So that's kind of freaking cool. And that is all I have. Why do I feel like I'm missing one? I don't know. All right, we're going to move on. We're going over now to gaming and tech. We do have some more Disney investors call information for gaming and tech. This is more tech related, and it is Hulu. So it is officially announced, and this gets really convoluted, so I will try and explain it as clearly as possible. So if you are a Disney Plus subscriber in the States, in America, in the US of A, then you already have a Hulu subscription. So that's already a thing. But all of the things that Disney does not deem family friendly enough, much like we've been talking about in the rumors section for months at this point, all of that stuff, so all of the stuff they inherited from Fox that they don't think is friendly enough to go on to Disney Plus, and then presumably that leaves the door open for others, is going to go to Hulu. Now, in some European countries, maybe all European countries, it was very unclear. Different sources were saying different things. In some or all European countries, you will get all of this programming directly on Disney Plus. And in some or all, or maybe just Mexico, Latin American countries, you won't be able to get it on either Hulu or Disney Plus, because I don't think you have Hulu and Disney Plus isn't going to do it in Latin America or Mexico or maybe some other Latin countries. You will have to get a new app called... And again, this one was being reported on differently from different sources too. So it's either called Star Plus or Disney Star Plus, one of the two. So that will be how you get your other Disney-owned intellectual properties that aren't on Disney Plus, that are deemed too mature for Disney Plus. So, wow, that's a long way of saying the rumor is kind of sort of confirmed, I guess. That's all we got there. The other thing in gaming and tech was the Game Awards happened. And, you know, we're going to try and leave opinions out of this as much as possible. I'll go through a couple of highlights for games that were highlighted at the event. You can go find trailers for all of these. For most of these anyway. And then if you really feel like watching the entire 4-hour broadcast, it is available on YouTube. But here are some of the highlights. We got Mass Effect Next Gen game confirmed coming from BioWare. There's a really teaser trailer. Very, very short. And then we have Fortnite Season 5 is getting some crazy new stuff, getting not just Master Chief, so you can do Master Chief, and they had a weird like red versus blue thing, so maybe you can customize your Master Chief armor to do the red versus blue guys. But so Master Chief, and you're getting a map that is basically Blood Gulch. I don't remember what they're calling it in game, but it's a recreation of Blood Gulch. So you can do your Fortnite thing in Blood Gulch. I just might have to do this. We're probably going to do some streams. Not going to lie. Go check out twitch.com/JalenAndNerdy. Nerdy with two N's. So yeah, there's that. Also, not moving away from Fortnite just yet, Daryl Dixon and Michonne are going to be playable skins in Fortnite Season 5 as well. Next on the highlights list is Smash Brothers Ultimate is getting Sephiroth. That's kind of bonkers. Sephiroth in... You know, yes, exactly. That's what I said. So there's that. And then we have Callisto. The Callisto Protocol is a new game that is from the original Dead Space creator. So if you like your horror and you like it gory, this game is going to be for you. Check out that trailer. It was awesome. Back 4 Blood is coming from the original parts of the original Left 4 Dead creative team. So this is the spiritual successor to the Left 4 Dead 2 game. It looks insane. It looks like everything you want out of a Left 4 Dead game, kind of ramped up to about 11. So yes, please and thank you. And then the last highlight that I have on the list is the Perfect Dark reboot coming to Xbox Series consoles. Such a great game. It's pretty heavy-handed with its politics as far as the trailer is concerned, as far as the little teaser preview thing is concerned. But it looks like if they're going to be true to the original game, there's going to be a whole lot of solid gameplay. So if you can get past the politics, I bet you'll love it. But that is the highlights. And now we're going to go real quick through the list of winners because they did not advertise all of the winners. So some of these you might be hearing for the first time, even if you watched the broadcast. So we're going to start at the Game of the Year and then kind of work backwards. So Game of the Year was Last of Us Part 2. Best Narrative was Last of Us Part 2. Best Art Direction was Ghosts of Tsushima. A best score or music was Final Fantasy VII Remake. Best audio design was Last of Us Part II. Best performance was Laura Bailey as Abby in The Last of Us Part II. Best games for impact was a game called Tell Me Why. I don't know a lot about that. Best ongoing game was No Man's Sky. Best indie game was Hades. Best mobile game was Among Us. Best community sport was I just lost my place. Fall Guys Ultimate Knockout. Best VR or AR game was Half-Life Alyx, as well it freaking should have been. Best innovation in accessibility was Last of Us Part 2. Best action game was Hades. Best action adventure was Last of Us Part 2. Best RPG was Final Fantasy VII Remake. Best fighting game was Mortal Kombat 11, because yes, thank you. And then best family game was Animal Crossing New Horizons. Best sim/strategy game was Flight Simulator, which was an interesting win. Best sports and racing was Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 1 and 2, which you can see me streaming. I'll probably stream it again this Sunday, so check that out again on Twitch. Best multiplayer was Among Us, and best content creator was Valkyrae. I've never watched her streams. I don't know why she won it, but you know, it is what it is. Best debut game was Phasmophobia. I can barely read it all at once, let alone say it all at once. Best esports athlete was Showmaker. Never watched his streams either. Or him compete necessarily. Best esports coach was Zonic, which I voted for. Best esports event was League of Legends World Championships. And best esports game was League of Legends. So that is all of the winners. That's everything for gaming and tech. So now we have one piece in comic books and books, and then we'll get to, it's a relatively short rumors section, so, you know, not a lot to worry about. But we have one piece in comic books and books, and that is the announcement of a new Crime Syndicate and Joker books, not together. That would be kind of strange and awesome all at once, but that's not what we're talking about. So DC made the announcement that they are going to try and make the Crime Syndicate a thing again. The first book will be out March 2nd. It is going to be a 6-issue mini. It's going to be written by Andy Schmidt and drawn by Kiernan McEwen? Sorry for mispronouncing it. I don't know how that's said, but yeah. So that's the Crime Syndicate. And then we have there's a new Joker book from the brilliant mind of James Tynion IV. I love you, James Tynion. You're doing wonderful things with Batman. I hope you can do the same with Joker, but it's going to be very interesting. So art is going to be by Guillaume Marsh. And they're trying to take the Joker out of Gotham and make him a global threat. This is going to be an ongoing book, and it will be out monthly. That is a very interesting choice to go with the Joker. We'll see how that pans out. But until then, that's what we've got for comic books and books. Now we're into the rumors section. Yeah! Okay. all right, so we have a couple more rumors that stemmed from the Disney Investors Day call. Those rumors are She-Hulk, and actually part of this has been confirmed already. So She-Hulk, the rumor was, and this is confirmed because they just updated all of the series brief descriptions, I guess you could call them. She-Hulk is going to be legal focused. So the focus of the show is going to be a legal drama. What's her name? Jennifer Andrews? I might be mistaking that name, and I apologize. She-Hulk, in her human form, in her non-Hulk form, is going to be a lawyer who defends metahumans, superhumans, mutants, whatever. And then the half of this that is still rumor is Charlie Cox. It is rumored that Charlie Cox is going to be in this show, which makes a whole lot of sense. They're saying that Kevin Feige is bending the knee to the fans and saying, okay, I will give you your Charlie Cox back. Please watch my show so we can make some money. That is all of that. Also, Mephisto is reportedly going to be the big bad for the She-Hulk series. I don't know what that's based on, so I can't say a whole lot. Percentage that the Charlie Cox thing is legit, I'm bumping this bad boy up to 70%. At this point, there's so many rumors saying that it's happening. It's kind of hard, especially considering some of the sources for the rumors. It's kind of hard to say it's not going to happen. So will we see Charlie Cox in the MCU, probably starting on the Disney Plus? I think there's a very strong possibility, 70%. Percentage of likelihood that Mephisto is going to be the villain for the She-Hulk series, I'm going to say that's like 40%. Like, it's possible, but I just don't know if they're going to start with somebody. I mean, not that he's super obscure, but for normies, like, he's kind of obscure, and he's the devil. I just don't think that's a great way for Disney to come out the gate, but that's just me. All right, so moving on. We have more Mandalorian rumors. We have a new rumor about that Pedro Pascal rumor that came out months ago at this point, and so this one is really interesting. So this is kind of built on the premise that we believe that Pedro Pascal is a difficult actor to work with. And it's kind of hard to make that statement because, I mean, not only there is the Jon Favreau statement of, well, the second half, the back half of season 2 for Mandalorian is going to make a shift. We're going to see different things happen in the back half that haven't happened in season 1 or the first half of season 2. And I don't really see that necessarily. I mean, there is a little bit of a shift. It's not a pretty dramatic shift as far as who the focus is on. But I think what he was referencing is the fact that Boba Fett is going to be joining the series. And Boba Fett joined the series, and now it's become a focus on the three characters instead of just Mando. We all assumed, because of the rumor, that Mando was not going to be the focus, because the rumor said that Pedro Pascal walked off set and was told to leave or whatever because he was being difficult, and so they were using his body double for whatever shots they needed, but by and large, they were focusing on these other characters. That does not seem to be the way it panned out. So this new rumor is saying that not only is he still being difficult to work with, but they're now considering killing off Din Djarin in season 3 because of that, and making Boba Fett the focus for the Mandalorian series. I'm just gonna give you the percentage real quick, because I don't think this is super likely. There is a sliver of possibility that this is legit, because, you know, everybody spoke about how wonderful Joss Whedon was when they filmed the Joss Whedon version of the Justice League, and now everybody's kind of turning face. But Pedro Pascal himself has come out and said, no, I understand that I don't get to show my face very much in this show. It is built into this character, and that is one of the things that I love. I think it's a great storytelling mechanism. I'm paraphrasing, but that's basically what he said. So with him making that statement, with Favreau not making any sort of negative statement, nothing that could even be construed as negative in the press, you can't read between any lines there because there aren't lines to read between. He was pretty cut and dry with his statements. I can't put a whole lot more weight on this rumor. So at this point, it is mostly rumor, 20% likelihood that this will happen and we will turn focus 100% to Boba Fett. I just don't see it in the cards. All right, so that was a long way of saying that. Next, hopefully the rest of these are going to be really short. But we have new Spider-Man 3 rumors. We have a whole lot of Spider-Man 3 rumors. First is Willem Dafoe, Thomas Hayden Church, and Jake Gyllenhaal are being said to be returning as their respective villains into the new Spider-Man 3 movie. It's being said that Thomas Hayden Church and Willem Dafoe will be fighting Tobey Maguire Spider-Man. Electro will be fighting, Andrew Garfield Spider-Man. Woo! And Mysterio will be fighting Tom Holland Spider-Man. And that's kind of how they converge, is they're in the middle of these battles for the movie. Or for the series. Yeah, no, the movie. I'm right. And then we also have a rumor, another Charlie Cox rumor here, that Charlie Cox is going, we've heard this rumor before. This is from a much better source this time. Charlie Cox is now rumored to be coming into this movie as some sort of legal counsel for Tom Holland Spider-Man. So likelihood for all of this, Mysterio coming back, Jake Gyllenhaal, I feel like that's pretty possible. Thomas Hayden Church and Willem Dafoe seem much less likely, because we already have confirmation that Alfred Molina is going to be coming back. So I know they want to make it a big movie. I don't think they want to make it a ridiculous movie. So I cannot put a whole lot of weight on that rumor. Just because I think Jake Gyllenhaal might return, I can't give the rumor as a whole any sort of weight, because I don't believe Willem Dafoe and Thomas Hayden Church are going to be coming back as Green Goblin and Sandman. So likelihood for this, I'll put it 30% just because of the Jake Gyllenhaal bit, but I really wanted to do it about half of that. And then the other half of this, Charlie Cox, again, 70% Charlie Cox coming back. I think this would be awesome. I think Feige would be a loon to not do this. I think this is 100% necessary, and so 70% likely that that's going to happen. Next, we're talking about, again, some more Charlie Cox, Daredevil. Daredevil is now being rumored to get his own MCU movie. This one is going to be a little bit less likely. This is rumor based on rumor, so there's that. It's not the original rumor in and of itself, so we can't go above 50%. And I think initially, because Feige is Feige, he's not signing a contract for a solo movie. He's probably signing a contract to make appearances in other people's movies and series. So likelihood for this one, 35. I'll give it that extra 5%. 35% likely we will be seeing, as of the information we have right now, a Charlie Cox Daredevil movie. Now, if he does well in the MCU, that will change. But we still don't know 100% that he's coming to the MCU. So there you go. Next, we're talking about the Spider-Verse, or the Spider-Less-Verse, I guess. Sony's Spider-Less-Verse. The SPUMC. I don't remember what it stands for because I think it's silly. So we're calling it the Spider-Less-Verse. Carnage is being rumored to be getting his own movie now, and it's going to be rated R. So the second half of that is rumor based on rumor, because obviously if Carnage gets his own movie, it's going to be rated R. But they're two different sources saying that, oh yeah, the Carnage movie is absolutely happening, and they're going for an R rating, pardon me. That I don't think is as likely, but that's because it's rumor based on rumor. The first part of that rumor, though, Carnage getting his own movie, seems likely, but it's hard for me to buy it because Woody Harrelson is the actor that they decided to go with for Cletus Cassidy. There's a lot of career behind Woody Harrelson. I'm not going to say he's aged out necessarily, but the comic book version of Cletus Cassidy, it is presumably much younger. I don't know if they've ever officially covered his age in the books, but much younger than Woody Harrelson. And Woody Harrelson has a big career, not just the fact that he's kind of older, but he's got a lot of stuff on his plate. So giving him a recurring role in the Spider-less verse seems a little questionable. So I can't go above 50% for this. So it's 50-50. This is going to be a thing. Next, we're talking about that Fantastic Four movie that we know is coming. Dacre Montgomery is now being rumored to be playing the Human Torch for this movie. If you remember, Dacre was originally being rumored to be playing the new version of Wolverine. Now the rumor is that he's going for Human Torch, or Marvel's going to give him Human Torch. I think this is possible. I think this is one of the options on the table for him. I want the Wolverine one to be true more than this one, but I feel like this is just as equally as likely to be happening, so we'll go about 50-50 for this one. Kicking on next, we're talking about Sherlock Holmes. Okay, so Sherlock Holmes is reportedly going to be getting turned into a series on Disney Plus that Robert Downey Jr. is going to be heading up somehow, according to this rumor. The rumor, let me double check the notes. The rumor says that he is going to be creating, not for Disney. All of that lead in was absolutely worthless because I said the wrong thing. It's Warner Brothers, not Disney. All right, so for HBO Max, it is reported that Robert Downey Jr. is turning the Sherlock Holmes movie franchise into a series for HBO Max. There's a lot kind of to unpack behind that. Not quite as much as necessarily like the Spider-Man stuff, but here we go. So there is the statement that Robert Downey Jr. made after he made Iron Man 2. And after he had made the second Sherlock Holmes movie, saying that if he could only play Tony Stark and Sherlock Holmes for the rest of his career, he would be happy. That might be apocryphal at this point. I don't know exactly if that's a quote from him or if people are just saying that he's so great in that that's all he should play for the rest of his career, or what that situation exactly is. So very likely that is apocryphal. But if it is true, then that kind of lends to this rumor that, hey, he's done with Iron Man. He has said so very explicitly. So now he's going to turn his focus, at least for a while, into creating Sherlock Holmes into a broader universe. There's so much else that Robert Downey Jr. could be doing. There's so much that Robert Downey Jr. doesn't ever need to do again because he's to the level in his career that he is, that there's not a whole lot of reason to believe this rumor. And it's from a pretty weak source. So that being said, we're going to give this I'll be a little generous and say it's about 30%. I honestly think at best it's 20%, but I don't know. There's a part of me that thinks it's slightly more likely than I want to believe. So there you go. And then we're talking about another Flashpoint movie. We're staying in the Warner Brothers side of things. Flashpoint movie rumor. This one is another one of those inevitable rumors. We were expecting to hear something about this. I'm honestly surprised we didn't hear something about this sooner. But they're saying now that Keanu Reeves is going to make a cameo. So something, you know, very, very brief. Cameo as his version of Constantine in the Flashpoint movie. This makes sense. Keanu, if it's a cameo, because they use that word cameo, I feel like that lends to its credence. We're going to give this a likelihood of about 60%. Keanu wanting to do the character also helps that number. So there you go. Next is a rumor that I hate so much, unless they do it great, but I don't think they can. Disney is reportedly wanting to revive through reboot, or let's put that, Disney is wanting to reboot Firefly. Reboot is the word that they've been using. So that means that they will be recasting all of the characters. That means that just everything's going to be different. I saw somebody online say, oh, great, now it's going to be all SJW nonsense and everybody's going to be a different ethnicity and everybody's going to be blah, blah, blah. Like, that's kind of what it already was, bro. Just relax and watch the show again because, yeah. Not that that was a bad thing, but yeah, that's the way it was. Anyway, so, we heard when Disney originally bought Fox that people were saying, well, now it's possible that this could happen. There was no basis for rumor at the time. It was just conjecture. People saying, well, it could happen, so let's hope they do it. But the original conjecture was that they were going to revive, not reboot. So the reboot word is really hanging us up right now. So reboot of Firefly, no. I think that Disney sees that it is popular and they're looking for stuff that they can populate on the Hulu platform that is still still a guarantee, I guess is a good way to put that. So that kind of lends to this rumor, but I also think that Disney is not stupid and they know that everybody is really attached to those original characters, those original actors. So either they're going to find a way to pay homage or to make us fall in love again with these characters, or they're not going to do it at all. And honestly, I think that the more likely answer to that is not going to do it at all. But they do like to make money, and Firefly is kind of a sure thing for at least a season because everybody wants to see what's going to happen. So we're going to say 50-50. As much as it pains me to put it that high, I think it's about 50% possible. And then our final rumor comes from Netflix, and it is a Stranger Things rumor. It's not anything to do with new season necessarily. It is to do with a spinoff show. There is a new rumor saying that there is an 11 spinoff show in the works over on Netflix. I mean, that would kind of, according to some of the other rumors that we've heard, it would, all right, so I'm going to try and not be vague for this. So what we know about Netflix is that generally speaking, they cancel most of their series round about the end of season 3. A big part of industry speculation as to why that is because round about season 3 is when contracts go up. And so actors, now that they have clout, now that they have a recognizable name, can then renegotiate contracts for more money. So in order to keep their costs down, Netflix just says, that's it, we're done. No more renegotiating. So if that is true, then you have to be crazy popular to get more than 3 seasons, or you have to be children who have nothing better going for them. Now, that is a little harsh, I understand, and that is a little exaggerated because most of these kids, Finn Wolfhard, I can't think of Eleven's name, Millie Bobby Brown, there we go. Millie Bobby Brown, all of these kids, well, most of these kids, I feel like the kid who played Dustin and the other kid, not the one that was in the Upside Down. They're obviously, the fact that I can't think of the actors' names, kind of, Gatton Matarazzo has a little bit of other stuff going on, but the other two kids, I haven't really seen much in other things, so, or at all, even. So there is a little bit of, I mean, I am being a little harsh, but I'm also being kind of honest. So that kind of lended itself, and kids are less expensive as actors. So that kind of goes against this rumor. There is a lot on the against side of this rumor, because if they're signing a new contract with Millie Bobby Brown to play 11 for a completely different series, then presumably she can negotiate for a lot more money because she says, look, you already want me. This character is me. I can get a lot more money out of you because I am this character. So There is a lot that says no, but there is a little bit that says yes. So the likelihood that we will be seeing an 11 specific spin-off series for Stranger Things, I'm putting it at about 40%. I feel like that's a little generous, but I'm going with it. So 40% for 11, the series. And that is the end of the episode, guys. What did I miss? What should we talk about in the next one? Let me know either through the comments or through my socials, wherever you can get a hold of me, because wherever you're listening to me is very, very different. There's at least 5 different outlets that are syndicating this show. So thank you very much, nerds. I love you guys. The behind-the-scenes stuff is going not as fast as I would hope, but you're going to love the new assets, I promise. So thank you again very much. Don't forget to like, subscribe, check out all of the platforms I'm on, Black Lion Endeavors, Big Show Entertainment, Nerdy Legion. The guys at Nerdy Legion have done a whole lot to help me out. So thank you very much over there, Martin and company. And yeah, we'll see you next week. I might actually not see you next week. Now that I'm thinking about it, next week is getting pretty close to Christmas. So I think we might take next week off. I will stay tuned to the socials to get the details there. But if not next week, then the week following for sure. Thank you very much, nerds, and we'll see you next time. Before we go, always remember that if it's generally nerdy, it's probably here.